So we're holding the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Masechta Megillah. So the Gemara is speaking here about Achashverosh and Haman, that Haman said that he was willing to pay Achashverosh Aseres Alofim Kikar Kesef, and Achashverosh said, keep the money to yourself. And the Gemara says that's what we're holding now. The last three words on Daf Yud Gimel Beis Amar Abba towards the top of Daf Yud Aleph. Mashal da Achashverosh Haman. The mashal, the way we could compare Achashverosh and Haman, Lamaha da Verdeima, what is it compared to? L'shnei bnei Adam. It's the two different people. L'echad hayolei tel b'seich sadeh. One person had a big mound in his field. L'echad hayolei charitz b'teich sadeh. And one had a ditch in his field. Bala charitz Amar. So the one who had a ditch, he said, mi yitin li tel zeh b'domen. He's looking to buy a big mound to fill up his ditch. Bal hatel Omer, the one who has the big mound, Omer, mi iten li charitz zeh b'domen. And he's looking to find a ditch where he could dump his mound. He's even willing to pay for it. Li yomim, later on, a few days later, nezdavgu zeh itzl zeh, they met up with each other, the two people, Omer le bal charitz the bal hatel. So the one who has the ditch said to the one who has the mound, mechar li telech, sell me your mound. Amar loy tul oisa b'chinam v'halavai, take it for free. I won't charge you anything. And halavai, I'm happy that you're going to fill up my hole and I'll give it to you as a freebie. So to Achashverosh and Haman, there were two people that they were looking to destroy Klal Yisrael, and each one had a something lacking that they weren't able to do on their own. And when they finally met up with each other, so then they had a nice shidduch that they were together. They were able to put a gzer on Klal Yisrael. So that's why Achashverosh said, no, you keep the money yourself because you're doing me the favor that I've been looking to be mekayim for the last kufa. Oh, the pasuk says, Vayosar melech es tabatoi. So Achashverosh took off his ring and he handed it over to Haman. Amar Rav Abba Bar Kahana, famous Gemara, Gedoy lo hasaras tabas. Yoise marbon ushmoina neviim b'sheva neviyos shenesnavnu lahen liyisrael. The fact that Achashverosh took off his ring and gave it over to Haman, that was greater than any Musar Shmuz from all the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 Nevi'is that Klal Yisrael had. Shekulam lahichzirim lamutav, because all of them, they tried to get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, they didn't succeed. Ve'ilu hasaras tabas, as soon as Klal Yisrael saw that the ring was taken off Achashverosh, and now Haman has the power, hichzirasan lamutav, that itself, it made Klal Yisrael do tshuva, and Klal Yisrael returned back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Spell the Kazakh, no? Sometimes you could sit and scream until you're blue. but one, they see one thing, they see that this is it. If they don't do something right now, if they don't change their ways, it's all over. That could do much more than anything. Oh. Zakht the Gemara Vaita, Tanur Abanon. Spell the Kazakh, 48 Nevi'im, with 7 Nevi'is, and the Lashon of the Gemara is Shekulam Lahichzirim Lamutav. I mean, Kulam, not just like.
And on the flip side, you have 100 Musar Shmuzes and one lets. And one lets
right. Is
could be Mavatl,
the whole thing. Right. Achas Deicha Mea Techachas. Right. Exactly. Ton Rabbon and Arbo Mushmainim Nevi'im Beshevin Nevi'is and Snavlul Hemli Yisrael. So we had 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'is that said Nevu'ah for Klal Yisrael. Le'pichsuv le'hisiru amashakos v'teira. Nobody added or subtracted anything from the Torah. Chutz mi Mikra Megillah. The only thing that they added on was Mikra Megillah. Rashi asked the question, if you look at the third line down from the top, Dibar Maskel Chutz mi Mikra Megillah, Rashi says, v'mteimar ner Chanukah. Right? Rashi is bothered by that. What about ner Chanukah? Zakdrashi kvar pasku hanavim, alva me Mordechai hayuchagai zuchaye umalachai. Rashi says that the time of Ner Chanukah, that already was not the time that wasn't the time when they had Nevi'im. Whereas b'me Mordechai, that was the time of they had Nevi'im at that time. So it's interesting. The Rashi was bothered by the question. What do you mean? There's another mitzvah that was added on. What about Ner Chanukah? The Gemara is saying the only thing that was added on was Mikra Megillah. What do you mean Ner Chanukah was added on? Rashi says, no, that time wasn't from Nevi'im. That was just from the Chachamim. But in May Mordechai, they still had Nevi'im. Chag is Zechariah Malachi. And that's what's saying that the only thing Nevi'im added on was Mikra Megillah. So there is an additional mitzvah that was added on, but that wasn't through Nevi'im. That's what Rashi... Right, it was after Nevi'im. So it's interesting. We have other things the Chacham made, but most of the takanas and mitzvahs that the Chacham made were always as a siyug, to keep a mitzvah intact, so they added on a chumrah, or whatever it was that they said, was always as an addition, as a hoisafa on the actual mitzvah. Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah are just two unique mitzvahs that have no shaykhus to any mitzvah. Right? It's just light and menorah. Lane the Megillah. So that's why our Gemara is saying over here, Kiddush, the Mikra Megillah was something that was actually added on, and Rashi was bothered by this. There's another thing that's added on, which is Ner Chanukah. Rashi is a Teretz that even though it was added on, but it wasn't by Nevim, it was by the Chacham. It's interesting, Gemara here. Oh, so the Gemara.
Purim is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Kippur.
Right.
We just had that, this was last week or 2 weeks ago in Persia.
Parshas Pinchas.
Yeah. And then I saw something that was talking about Yom Kippur, and it was an analogy to Purim.
Right.
I don't remember what it said.
But right.
We see Purim in the form, it's right in the Torah.
Right.
At Yom Kippur.
Right. Right. Yom Kippurim is a Yom Kippurim. It's a day like Purim. That's how great it is, right?
But we don't see Hanukkah in there. Well, we see we have the Neros, Alos, but.
Right, we don't see it like right. The Ramban over there in Parshas Palesa says that the when Aaron was Chol Shadaita, the Rashi brings the question: Lama Nismucha Parshas Palesa or Parshas Nasim? Right after Parshas Nasim, it goes straight into Palesa. So Rashi says because when Aaron saw that he didn't take place in the Chanukah Samizbeach, so Chol Shadaita, he was very disturbed that how come he didn't have any chelik.
Your chelik is bigger.
Right, your chelik is bigger because you're going to be madlik the Neiris. So the Ramban, that's Rashi. The Ramban argues, and the Ramban says, Pshat, the Ramban, I'll tell you right there, Ramban says that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforted Aaron by saying that you're going to have the Neiris Chashmanoah, you're going to have all the Hadlakas Neir, the Neir Menorah in the Mizbeach, and Neir Chanukah. So you see there was a reference to that also in the Torah. Oh. Zakti Mar Samai Drosh. So what is it that they, what drasha did they darshan to be able to feel that they could establish a new mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Amr Rabbi Bar Ovin, Amr Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. So they said like this. They made a Kal V'Chomer. May Abdus L'Cheiros Aminan Shira. The same way when Klal Yisrael went out from Mitzrayim, they went from Abdus to Cheiros. They were slaves, then they went to freedom. They said Shira Mimisa L'Chaim L'Kol Shekein. So for sure, by the times of Purim, when there was a gzera of Kalayan, there's a gzera of Lahashim Lahagas Kalayudim. So for sure, if they were saved from that, for sure they should say Shira. So it's interesting. The Gemara wants to know my drosh that they made it, that they felt that they can make a new mitzvah called Mikra Megillah. The Gemara says that Ma me Abdus Lucheiros Aminan Shira. So too, Mimisa Lachaim Lakolsha can you say Shira? So you see that Mikra Megillah is a form of Shira. And we're going to see very soon, the Gemara says that it's a form of Halal also. But right now, the Gemara is calling Mikra Megillah Shira. And the Chayyad Pshad is, if somebody lived through a story and then they were saved, so a way of saying Shira is by saying over, reliving their story and saying it over, and then how they were saved, that's the way of Shira. You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what he did for you. You start from the very beginning till the very end. That's how you sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, if you're coming from such a strong Kal V'Chomer, so that Kal V'Chomer should teach me, you should also say Halal. And yet we know that on Purim we don't say Halal. The reason why we do not say Halal is because it was a miracle that took place in Chutz La'aretz. Klal Yisrael was in bubble at that time. Oh, but Sfekti Gemara, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Denez, Shevchutz La'aretz. Yitzis Mitzrayim also took place when they're coming out of Egypt, and they're on the way up to Eretz Israel, Kriyas Yamsuf, right? And we Heikha Yamin and Shira, yet we do say Shira, Kedetanya, like we learned in the bus. And the Gemara answers, Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Achle Nichnasu Yisrael La'aretz, Huchshiru Kal Aretz Yisrael Shira. Before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Israel, you could say Shira for any miracle that took place to Klal Yisrael, but Mishnichnasu Yisrael LaEretz. When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, LaHuchshuru Kol Aretzus LaMashiro. Then you weren't able to say Shira anymore. So when Klal Yisrael, when they were leaving Mitzrayim, so they are never in Eretz Yisrael yet. So at that time, anywhere, any miracle that took place anywhere, you could say Shira. Whereas once you went into Eretz Yisrael, and then we left Eretz Yisrael, for example, by the miracle of Chanukah, miracle of Purim. They're already in Eretz Yisrael, then they were exiled out of Eretz Yisrael. At that time, you can't say, the only time we'll say Shira is on a nace that actually took place in Eretz Yisrael. I saw one time in Marshal, Marshal says something very interesting. He says that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael had the base in Mikdash, so the Ashura Sashkina was in Eretz Yisrael. That's where it was. And everything that happens outside Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Malachim and Kaichas that they should be in charge of Klal Yisrael, in charge of the world. So if a miracle took place outside Eretz Yisrael, that's already not directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's already funneled through different channels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you have such a miracle, we don't say it. That halal is only when there's that direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it's funneled through different keichas, then we're not going to say shir. We're going to see a little further on the Gemara about this. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Amar Kriyasa Zuhi Leila. The Gemara asks the question, we should say halal. Says the Gemara, you're right. The Kriyasa Megillah is a form of halal also, not just a shira, it's a halal also. Rav Amar Bishlama Hasam. Rav says like this. Rav answers the question, and we ask the question, and we know that when we came out of Mitzrayim, we say halal. Pesach, we say halal. By Purim, we don't say halal. Why is that so? So it says Rava, because by the nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were able to say Hallelu Avdei Hashem, right? We say this capital in in halal. We say that the Avdei Hashem, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're able to say Avdei Hashem, the servants of Hashem are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'loi Avdei Pari, and we're not the servants anymore of Pari. Elohocha, but in the times of Purim, Halalu Avdei Hashem, V'loi Avdei Achashverosh, are we able to say that the Avdei Hashem, the servants of Hashem, are going to praise Him and not the servants of Achashverosh? Akatya Avdei Achashverosh Anan. We never left being under the reign of Achashverosh. We're always under the reign of Achashverosh. So we can't say that now the Avdei Hashem are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That would imply that we're only servants of Hashem. But that's not true. We're the servants of Hashem and the servants of Pari. If that's true, we can't say Halu Avdei Hashem. Excuse me. Oh, Zakti Marvaita. Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rav Nachman, Kasha. Amar is bothered by that. That according to Rava and Rav Nachman, that they both felt that you could say Halal on the Nisim of Purim. Right? What did Rava say? Rava says you could say Halal. But where do we say Halal? By laying the Megillah, that's the form of Halal. And Rav Nachman says that the reason why we don't say Halal is because we can't say Halu Avdei Hashem, because we're also Avdei Parad. So the Gemara is bothered by, we have a question, because Vahatani, we learned in the Braisa, Mishenichnasu La'aretz. Thank you. Vahatani, Mishenichnasu La'aretz, Le'huchshu Kalaretz, Le'slaim Rashiro. That it says clearly in the Braisa that once Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, so then at that time, you couldn't say Shira anywhere else. So Rava and Rav Nachman seemingly both hold that you really could say Halal. That's just a jay out of the question. They have an answer why you don't say Halal. But what do you mean? Once Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, you can't say Halal on a miracle that took place outside Eretz Yisrael. Sakti Gemara, Kivan Shegalu Chazru Lechsheiron Harishayim. You're right. Once Klal Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, and if a miracle takes place outside Eretz Yisrael, then you wouldn't say Halal. But once Klal Yisrael is exiled from Eretz Yisrael, so then you could say Shira on a miracle that takes place outside Eretz Yisrael. And Marshal explains that, Maridik and Marshal, he said, right, he says that once Klal Yisrael goes out of Eretz Yisrael, so the Shechina goes with Klal Yisrael. Not just that Klal Yisrael sent into exile, but when Klal Yisrael goes into Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into Golos also. So what Marshal said before, the reason why you can only say Halal on a miracle that took place in Eretz Yisrael, that's because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And if it takes place in Chutz Laaretz, so it was funneled through a different channel. But once Klal Yisrael was exiled, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also in Chutz Laaretz. The Shechina is always with Klal Yisrael. So if Klal Yisrael has a miracle, it's coming direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you could say Halal, even though it's a nace in Chutz Laaretz. It does say that. It does say that, but it also says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with Klal Yisrael. Ima Neichi Vetzorah, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like if you say, do you ever sing on Shabbos, Yitzav Etzur Chastai? There's one of the zmiras. It might be more chassidim. Most literature don't sing it, but chassidim. It's a zemer in the zmiras, and what it says over there, Yashiv loynemer ki im b'shav v'kibetz. It says that Yashiv would be mashma that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take Klal Yisrael and pull them out of Chutz La'aretz. But it doesn't say that. It says b'shav v'kibetz that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to return and gather, which implies that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with Klal Yisrael at that time. He just has to gather Klal Yisrael and bring them back. Kodesh Baruch Hu is there also, right? If you want to go get somebody from elsewhere, so you have to go there and then bring back. But if you're there, so then you just have to pull everybody together, and then you'll leave all as one. So the pasuk says ki v'shav v'kibetz. Kodesh Baruch Hu is there with Klal Yisrael, and he's going to take us out. When he leaves, so the Shekhinah is with Klal Yisrael in the Golos. So says Marsha, since the Shekhinah is with Klal Yisrael in the Golos, so a miracle takes place in Chutz La'aretz is coming directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Shteit the Marsha. Oh, Zakti Gemar Vayte Besu Leko. So now the Gemara is bothered by: is that really true that there was only 48 Neviim, 48 Neviim, and 7 Neviyos? The pasuk says, "Vahi ish echad min ara masayim tsayfim." It says that there was a person who was from Ramasayim tsayfim. That's a place, no? They translate it how they Ramasayim tsayfim is a place, no?
Yeah, the place Ramasayim tsayfim is homiletically interpreted to mean. Then it goes on to say,
Echad mi Masayim. Yeah, that's it. So it's translated as, Echad mi Masayim Tsayfim Lahem Li Yisrael. It's a reference to one of the 200 Tsayfim, the people that would see, the people that had Nevuah that Klal Yisrael had, one of the 200 Nevi'im that Klal Yisrael had. Says Zigamar, you're right. Mahave Tuvahave. You're right. There were many, much more than 48 Nevi'im. Because the Tanya, like we learned in the Baisa, Harba Nevi'im Omdul Yisrael, Lahem Yisrael, Kiflaim, Kiyotse, Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael had thousands and thousands of Nevi'im. El Nevu Shehutzuchulu Ladeiris Nichtava, Vishaloi Hutzuchu Loi Nichtava. Rashi explains that whenever Klal Yisrael needed a tshuva, needed an answer, or they needed a psak, so those only came to the 48 Nevi'im that we're referring to over here, the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 Nevi'os. Klal Yisrael had thousands of Nevi'im, but they were not needed for an actual tshuva, an answer, or a psak. So therefore those... If they were needed them for a specific purpose. Right.
That which was not needed was not recorded.
Right, was not recorded. So the only ones which were recorded were those 48. It says more by Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Yomer Odom, Haba, Mishtei Ramos. So when it says that Elkanah was Echa min HaRamasim Tzayfim, Masayim Tzayfim, he was somebody that came, Mishtei Ramos. Ramos are what? Lower down? What? Mounts?
Man who came from two mounts.
Two mounts.
That
uh-huh.
Watched each other.
Like the word.
There's two mountains, I guess, that face each other.
Uh-huh. Like the word Ramot. Ramot, right? The Ramot and Eretz Yisrael. That's the same word. Ramos. That's what it is. Somebody came from those two high mountains. So, Haba Mishtei Ramos Shetseva Zuazu. And so, this Elkanah, who was the husband of Hannah, they lived in this place. Rav Chana Amar Adam Haba Mipnei Adam Shaim De Berume Shal Olam. He is a person that came from. He was a descendant of people that were Oymid that stood all the way up the Berume Shal Olam. Amar Ninu. And who did he descend from? Says Limar Bnei Kayach. He descended from the children of Kayach. Like the pasuk says, Ubnei Kayach LeMeisa. The children of Kayach did not pass away. Tan Mishum Rabbeinu, famous Gemara. Rashi brings it down in Chumash. Mokim Nisbatzalam BeGehenem. There was a special place that was designated, that was set aside for the Bnei Kayach. VaOmdu Alav, and they stood on this place. Mark continues. Sheva Neviyos. So he said there are 48 Neviim and 7 Neviyos. So who are they? Man Ninu. Who are the 7 Neviyos? Sarah, Miriam, Devira, Chana, Abigail, Huldah and Esther, and we're going to go through all of them. Sarah the Siv, how do we know that Sarah was an Aviyah? Because it says, Avi Milcah, Bavi Yiska. Haran was the father of Milcah, who was the wife of Nachar. Nachar was the brother of Avram Avinu. So the pasuk says, Avi Milcah, Bavi Yiska. That Haran was the father of Milcah and the father of Sarah, who the Torah is calling her Yiska. But Amir Yiska. Yiska Zusara. When the pasuk says Avi Yiska, Yisko is really Sarah. But Lama Nikra Shema Yisko. Why was Sarah called Yisko? She sachsa Baruch HaKadosh. She was able to see Baruch HaKadosh. And then, like the pasuk says, Koil Asher Taimer Elecha Sarah Shema B'Koilo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, you know, that anything that Sarah tells you, you should listen. It must be because she was a Nevi'ah also. Dabar Acher Yisko, the other way to translate Yisko, is Shakoil Seichem B'Yoifia. It means that everybody, not that she used to be able to see, but rather everybody would see her. Everybody would look at her. She was very beautiful. Miriam, Miriam Hanaviyah Achais Aaron. It says in the pasuk that Miriam Hanaviyah, it says clearly she was a Naviyah. It says Miriam Hanaviyah, who was the sister of Aaron, took the type and she started singing Shira right after Kiryas Yamsuf. The Gemara is bothered by. She was only the sister of Aaron, Balei Achais Maisha. She was not the sister of Maisha. How come it only specifies that Miriam was the sister of Aaron? She already was a Neviyah when she was only the sister of Aaron, even before Moshe Rabbeinu was born. She said, she had Nevuah that her mother is eventually going to Shatela Ben Shiyoshia Yisrael. My mother is going to give birth to a child that's going to save Kal Yisrael. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Nismali Kalabais Kula Ayro, the entire house is filled up with light. Amad Aviyah Venashka Al Raisha. So her father stood up and he gave her a kiss. Amar Allah, he said to her, Biti, my daughter, Niskayim Nevuah Seich. I see that your Nevuah was Niskayim. And afterwards, Sheshlichu Liyar, when Moshe Rabbeinu had to be thrown into the river, Amad Aviyah Vatavka Al Raisha. Her father stood up and gave her a patch. Amar Allah, Biti, Heikha Nevuah Seich. My daughter, what happened to your Nevuah? And this is what the pasuk continues on and says. The pasuk says that she stood to see. What does that mean? The reason why Miriam went to see what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu is because she wanted to see what's going to be with her nevuah. So Al Kaponim, we proved that Miriam was the Neviyah because the pasuk says clearly she was Miriam HaNeviyah. Now we're going to prove about Dvaira, the Chsiv, Udvaira Eishas Neviyah. So it says clearly that Devaira, she was a Neviyah who was the wife of Lapidus. My Eshes Lapidus, what does it mean she was the wife of Lapidus? Says the Gemara, Shehoisa, Oisa, Psilois HaMikdash, because they used to make these wicks for the base HaMikdash. And that's why she was called Eshes Lapidus, even though the name, her, the real name of her husband was not Lapidus, the real name was Baruch. Baruch was the husband of Devaira, but yet the Torah refers to him as Lapidos because they used to make these psilois, which were the way you say a torch in Hebrew is lapid, a torch, the psilois for the Beis Hamikdash. Zakti Gemar Vayter, v'hi yoshevet tachas Taimer. So it says that Devaira Hanaviyah used to sit underneath the Taimer. This is, the Taimer is the date tree. Maishna tachas Taimer, why did she sit underneath the date tree? What about the other trees? Amar Shimon ben Avshalom Mishum Yichud. Because since many people used to come, Rashi explains, they used to come and ask Kreshailus, so she, if she would be under a different tree, so other trees, since they're much lower down, so it's possible that the branches would be all the way down to the ground. And then when a man would come to ask her a Kreshailus, so there would be Yichud between her and this man. So therefore, if she stayed underneath a date tree, so the branches are very high up, so it's not going to cover them. People are going to be able to see. People are going to see in. There are paiskim that want to prove from this gemara, the big shayla and the paiskim, but some want to prove that yichud is aser even if somebody else could come in. But so long as you're secluded, if people can't see you, that's already yichud. Why? Because over here, we're talking about a tree. Anybody could cut trees. There's no key under the branches of the tree. Anybody could come at any given moment. But the Gemara is still calling it, because of Yichud, she only wanted to be where there's no branches blocking her from public eye. And some say that there's no proof from this Gemara, because she was just doing it because Midas Chasidus, that she was being machmer on herself, that she was being extra, you know, extra machmer, that she didn't want any form of seclusion with a man, even though Alpidin, because since any person could come at any given moment, there wouldn't be a Yichud. So it's a shayla. I hear. You're saying they wouldn't, it's like they wouldn't go into, it's like, that's her home, that's her room. I hear. But some say, that's also Shalom the Paiskin. What about if you have, like our regular house that we have, even if we don't lock our door, people don't walk in. So is that considered, is that a problem of Yichud or not? So some say it's not, because the mice, somebody else could walk in. If you want to keep your door unlocked, it's okay. And some say that that so long as people don't walk in, that's a problem. So that'll be telling what you're saying. If the pshat is the branches go all the way down, and because of her shivas, people wouldn't walk in, so is that an issue or not? But, yeah. Okay. Zaktimar davar acher, ma tamar zeh, the reason why she used to sit underneath a tamar, a day tree, is the same with this tamar, ein la ela leiv echad. And then we had this also earlier, we had this in Sukkah, that it meant that it only receives the, the sarif, Rashi says, the heart, but it means something that it produces all the nutrients to the sap. There we go. Yeah, that's, I can't remember that word. Yeah, right. So the date tree only has, Rashi explains, only has one, has the sap all the way at the bottom, whereas the doesn't have by the branches. Whereas a regular tree, the sap has its own, each branch has its own sap. So the same way this tamar, ze'ein lo'y elo leiv echad, af yisrael sheva isadar lo'y hoyo lohem, elo leiv echad lavim sheva shemayim. Klai Yisrael also had one heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we just proved that Dvayr was an Aviyah. Now we're going to prove that Chana was an Aviyah. Chana d'chziv, v'tisbal l'chana v'taymer, olatz libi b'ashem, roma karni b'ashem. It says clearly that Allah's libi b'ashem, her heart rejoiced with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rama karni b'ashem, and her karen was lifted up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara explains, Rama karni v'loy Rama pachi. Her karen, her horn was lifted up, and not the pachi, and not the regular small flasks, not the pach. What does that mean? David Ushleima, it's a reference to David and Shleima, Shinimshachu Bekaren, Nimshacha Malchusan. David and Shleima, we had this also earlier, that David and Shleima, since they were anointed with the horn, so therefore, right, the oil came out of the horn, therefore they had a Hemshach for their Malchus, for their kingdom. Whereas Shaul, V'yeyu, Shinimshachu Bepach, the oil only came out of a pach, out of a flask, Loi Nimshacha Malchusan. And therefore, their malchus did not exist for a long time, only for while they were the king. So the Gemara is understanding that since that she was already having, she had nevuah that David and Shlomo are going to come out of her, that's when she said, Rama karni b'ashem, that was a reference to David and Shlomo, so it must be she had a nevuah that she's going to have these children. And she also said, Ein kodesh kashem kein biltecha, Omer v'yehuda bar menashe, al tikri biltecha, which would mean that there's nobody besides you, ela levaloyscha. There's nobody levaloyscha. Levaloyska, I think, means that nobody could swallow up. The Gemara explains, Shalaika midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam, that the human beings work different than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas basav adam ma'isa yadam mevalan isay. When you have the work of a human being, so then, what does this mean over here? How do they translate? Shalaika midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Maisa yodav mevalanoi. So you have how they translate it? So what does that mean? Maisa yodav mevalanoi. What's the oisei? They could wear out the person who made it. They survive longer. I could build a table, and the table could last longer than my lifespan. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu, who mevala maisa yodav. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always gonna exist longer than his maisim. The pasuk says, "Ein tsur kalekenu." There's no tsur. There's no rock like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara's drash is, "Ein tsayer kalekenu." There's nobody that knows how to form a creation like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Adam tsar tsur al gabe kaisel. A person can make a painting, a picture on a wall. But any yochel ahatol by ruach neshama, he can't put inside that picture a ruach neshama, kervayim, ubnei mayim. He can't put anything real and the intestines. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu tzar tzura b'tach tzura. Kadosh Baruch Hu can make a tzura, can make a child inside a woman. Umatol by ruach neshama, and he can place inside this child a ruach neshama, kervayim, ubnei mayim. All the things that give kayach to actually be a real full-fledged human being. So that was all about Chana. Now we're moving on to Avigail. Avigail the Siv Vahaya Hi Rechavis Al Chamar V'yaredis B'seisar Hahar. So the pasuk says that she, when she was meeting up with David HaMelech, and she wanted to save her husband Novel, so she met up. She was riding on a donkey, and she went down B'seisar Hahar. So the Gemara is bothered by, why does it say B'seisar Hahar, Min Hahar Mi Bayle? The Pasuk should say she went down from the mountain. Hakmat says that she went down in the hidden part of the mountain. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Al Iski Dam Haba Min Astarim What happened was is that she came to ask a shaila to David on dam, on blood that comes from the private spot of a private place of a woman. Nakla dam varasalei. She took the mara dam. She took the dam nida that came from her, and she asked David HaMelech, if this is dam nida or not? Is she tahar or tameh? Amr la. So David HaMelech said to Avigail, "B'chi marin dam belayla." You're coming to ask me a shaila, if this mara, if it's dam tahar or dam tamei, you're asking me during the nighttime, and you're not allowed to do that. You are supposed to ask a shaila during daytime. Amr alei. So Avigail said back to David, "B'chidonin dinei nefashis balayla." Are you allowed to paskin dinei nefashis balayla? Because what happened was, is David was on his way to kill Nabal, her husband, and she was trying to prove to David that, David, you have no right to do this. The same way, you're not allowed to paskin a shayla on dam nida balayla. You also can't paskin dinei nefashis balayla. Amr la. So David HaMelech said back to her, "Moyed b'malchusu." Nabal was a moyed b'malchus. And therefore, I don't even have to paskin anything. The din is, you don't need a goat, you don't need to have yeshiva's bezin to paskin if somebody was rebelling against the king. So your husband Novel was rebelling against me. Oh, so Zakti Gemara. The Gemara explains that Amrullah, so she said back to David, Adain Shaul Kayim. Shaul is still alive. Shaul Melch was still alive. And you're not so famous. You, David, is not so famous that you're the king. So therefore, you have no right to say that my husband is a married b'malchus. He's only married b'malchus when it's clear that you're the king. But it's not. Things were still a little bit shady who the king was. Amr la. So David HaMelech said back to her, Baruch Taimech, you blessed is your reason. Ubrucha at asher kilisani hayem azeh miba bedamim. You saved me for two things. You saved me for, first of all, for killing your husband Novel, and also for that you saved me for dam nida. We're going to see, the Gemara is going to explain. Domim tarti mashma. The fact that it says miba bedamim, it's mashma that David was saved from two bloods. What do you mean? He was only saved from one blood, not from killing Novel. El Milamid, coming to teach us, Shilgilsa as Shaika. What happened was is that part of her leg was revealed. Abigail's leg was revealed. V'halach lo'ayra v'yimol parsois. And when David HaMelech saw her leg, so he traveled after. He had such a desire to be with her. He traveled three parsois to meet up with her. Amr la hashmi'uli. He was trying to convince Abigail to be with him. Amr la. Amr la. So she said back to him, lo'tia zois l'cha l'fukam. She said back to him that no, that I don't want this to be a michshol, I don't want this to be a stumbling block to you. And the drasha is that the fact that she says loytia zois l'cha l'fuka, that this should not be a stumbling block to you, zois, that only this should not be a stumbling block for you, but mechlal de'ika achrite, but there will be something that David HaMelech will eventually have in his life that will be a stumbling block. Umay nihu, what was a stumbling block in David HaMelech's life? Maisa de Basheva. And that was the story with Basheva, that David HaMelech eventually ended up being together with Basheva. Umaskana hachi have, and this is what eventually happened, that that the Gemara over here is telling us that he ended up being with Basheva. And the pasuk says, "V'hoisa nefesh adoni tzura b'tzara chayim," that she told Abigail, told David HaMelech, that even though that you're going to eventually be with Basheva, but you should know that the nefesh adoni, the nefesh of you, David HaMelech, is still connected with the tzara chayim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that she was saying the vua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eventually going to forgive David HaMelech for the chet of Basheva. Oh, so either way, ki havi miftira mina. So when there's you look to the psukim do seem to be implying that there was a chet. The Gemara says it wasn't really a chet. The Gemara you have to understand exactly what it was. But simple way of how you're looking at it, there was a stumbling block that there was a michshel, and the Gemara explains that was, even though it appeared to be a michshel, it wasn't really a chet. But the Gemara is for sure dealing with it. Throughout Shas, you see that the Gemara does seem to imply that there was a chet. And there's another Gemara that says that what you're seeing, that which appears to be a chet, wasn't really a chet. So she was saying nevuah on that maisa that took place, which appeared to be a chet.
She was married to Nabal?
She was married to Nabal, yeah.
That was the same Nabal that was killed for his grape. He didn't want to give up his vineyard. That was him?
That was him, yeah. 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 So right, ki have miftira minei, when she was leaving David HaMelech, Amrele, so she said to David HaMelech, Behetiv Hashem Ladoini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do good to you, v'zachartes amaseich, I want you to remember me. That means that if it ever comes a time when I could get married to you, I would like to get married to you. Amr of Nachman, Hainu Damri Inchi, this is what people say, Itza Bahadi Shuta Pilchi. Rashi explains that while a woman speaks, she also weaves. That means to say that when she's trying to save her husband, at that same time, she tells that person who's saving her husband that if there's ever a need that I want to be married to you, I'd like to get married to you. Just interesting. That
very strange.
It's very strange.
She's trying. Tights
asks the question. Tights asks the question.
Where was the story
is going to take place.
He died in battle, right?
Right, he made the Tanai, he made the condition. Right, that's what happened there. Taisus doesn't ask the question, Mamash like that. Taisus asks the question, if you look at Taisus Dibar Maskel, Shagalsa Shuka, Mahalach David La'ira Gimel Parsois. You see what that is, like towards halfway down, Taisus? Kasha, Heich Oisa Tzadekis, Kasha, Heich Oisa Tzadekis Galsa Shuka Lefnei David. Taisus asks the question, how did she reveal herself? Also, it seems to be an exaggeration that David should travel after a woman three parsois. Not sure how it's really answering the question. Shalish parsois. It didn't mean that he saw it like three parsois away, but he traveled with her with that chamimus. For three parsois. But
well, yeah. Is yichud. I mean, we just had a yichud tomorrow. Now,
right. I don't know if they were yichud.
This is just for yichud. Traveling alone, even with two people, is usher. Even two men and a woman is usher and a traveler.
And a traveling out right there. Here.
And here it's just two.
Right. It could be they're with other people also, right? Right.
That would be where it's a little more strange alone. It wouldn't be. There was
to be with Abigail.
His mind.
He was on his way to kill her. Let's see if my show says.
Well, no, he just said that he accepted her arguments. So he's not that anymore.
Switch the order of the lines.
What?
Switch the order of the lines.
No, I'm not switching.
Really, other than. Okay. I don't see much along. Okay.
By the get, I mean, that was Lura Freya. This already, I want to say that he's Kashuk, he's like a mace, he's like a, since he's Chayav Mesa in his eyes, you want to say that he was already, like he was.
But you're saying, you're right though, it seems to be that she already explained to him why he's not Mukhiv Mesa, and accepted it, and yet he still wanted. Here, I don't know what happened. Here, Beisnash. I don't see the Mashal. Mashal didn't say anything. Let's go by it. There's only a few more minutes here. Zakti Gemara, Ika the army, those that say, Shval Ba'azel, Bar Avza, Beinoye Metafi. The Gemara says that somebody that is like a Bar Avza is like a goose, no? How they translate it? Bar Avza, that it might be very like humble, but at the same time, its eyes look ahead. So too with Abigail, she was humble that she was trying to save her husband, but she was looking ahead just in case that she becomes not married anymore. So then she wanted to be married to David.
A goose stoops as it goes, but his eyes peer afar.
Okay, excellent. Fine. Zakti Marvaita, Chulda. So we know how we're going to prove now that Chulda was an Avir. The Pasuk says, Vayelach, Chilkiya Akain, Vachikam, Vachbar. It says that they came to Chulda to say Nevuah. In fact, the Gemara. How was it that she said that she actually prophesied at the time when Yirmiyah Navi was still alive? Amr Bei Rav Mishmei the Rav Chulda was Krevis Yirmiyah Haisel. There was Chulda was a relative of Yirmiyah. Vlei Havi Makbid Alei, and Chormi was not Makbid if she would prophesy. Says the Gemara B'Yeshaya Gufa Heichishavik Yirmiyah Meshada LeGabo. How did Enochanami? She had a right to say what she saw, but why would they leave Yirmiyah? If they could go ask the question to Yirmiyah, why would they go to Chulda? Because women have rachmanis, and therefore that she would also daven for Klal Yisrael. So she would actually say the prophecy that she had, and she would also be misvalid for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon says, Yirmiyah lai havi hasam. At that time, when Yishayo was sent to Chulda, Yirmiyah was not there. Shehalach lahachzir aseres hashvatim. Yirmiyah went to go bring back the Aseres HaShvatim. Sancheiv went and sent the Aseres HaShvatim out of Eretz Yisrael, and Yirmiyah went to go bring them back. Umanolan Dahadar, how do we know that the Aseres HaShvatim actually did return the Chsiv? Because the Pasuk says that Yecheskel was giving Teichacha to Klal Yisrael, Ki Amoicher El Amemker Lo Yoshuv, that if you can continue doing these Averis, so then Yevil is not going to be Noyek. So the Gemara explains, Efshir Yevil Batal, Unavi Misnavi Alav Shu Yivatel. How could a Navi scare Klai Yisrael that Yevil is going to be Batal at a time when Yevil was already Batal? So it must be that Yevil was not Batal at that time, and we know that Yevil is only Noyek at the time when all Aseres HaShvatim, when all the Shvatim are together. So must be El Malamit Shu Yirmiyah Ziron, must be that Yirmiyah brought all the Aseres HaShvatim back, because that's why the Yevil was Noyek. So Yecheskel was able to give Musar to Klai Yisrael that if you don't do tshuva, then it will come a time when Yevil won't be naik. So what happened? So Yirmiyah was Chazirun v'Yashiyo ben Amayin Malach Alein, and Yishayo was the king on them. The chesiv, like the pasuk says, Vayemer Ma'atzin Haloz Hashem Nireya Vayemer Elov Anshe Ir Akever Ho'ishal Ekim Shabam Yehuda Vayikra Sadvar Me'ela Sherasisa Al Mizbeach Beveis El. So the Gemara explains that Yishayo was by the Mizbeach that took place in Beis El. What does that mean? The Gemara says, V'chimat Tivay Shal Yishayo Al Mizbeach Beveis El. What was Yishayo doing by this Mizbeach in Beis El? El Melamed Yishayo Malach. Must be that Yeshio was already a king over every place, and he was there because the Gemara was bothered by that this Mizbeach in Basel was Shayach to the Melech of Yisrael, and Yeshio was the Melech of Yehuda. Must be that at that time when Yirmiyah Navi brought all the Aseres HaShvatim back, so then Yeshio, who even though he was the Melech Yehuda, he was still a Melech over all of Klal Yisrael. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, the pasuk says, Gam Yehuda Shas. Ketzir lecha b'shuvi shvus ami. The pasuk says that Yehuda will eventually be the king. Melech Yehuda will be the king over the shuvi, the shvus ami, over all the remnants of my nation. It will be a king over all of Klal Yisrael. So that was proving that Chulda was a Navi. Esther, how do we know that Esther was a Naviyah? The chsiv, ayhi bayim ha-shlishi v'atilbash Esther Malchus. On the third day, she dressed herself with Malchus. The Gemara is bothered by Big Day Malchus and Boyle. It should say that she put on the clothing of Malchus. Why? How come it doesn't say anything about the clothing? Elosh shalosh asa Ruach HaKadosh. Must be that it's a reference to that she dressed herself with Ruach HaKadosh. Ksiv Hach v'atilbash. The pasuk says in Esther v'atilbash that she got dressed. Uksiv Hosam. The pasuk says Ruach Lavshas Amosai, that Amosai dressed with Ruach. So you see that you could use the word Levisha as having Ruach HaKadosh. Amar of Nachman, lo ya nihirusa lenashi. It's not appropriate for women to have chashivas, because it says, because we know, tarti nashi yihirin havin, we had two women that were considered chashiva women, v'sanyan shmayu, and their names were, like, not nice names, chada shma ziburasa, one name was Devaira, which is like the Russian of ziburis, of a bee, of a ziburis, of something very low, right, with idis, penis, and ziburis. V'chada shma karkushta, and one name was Chulda. Chulda is like a weasel. And the Gemara says, Zibirasa Ksibba, it says by Devaira, Batishach, Batikra, Labark. She called Bark, she said, Bark, you come here. So you see that even though she was Chashav, she still should have acted with humbleness that she should go to her husband, not to call her husband to come. The Ilu, Ihi, Loi Azal Gabe. She called that he should come to him, and she did not go to her husband. Kakushta, when it comes to Chulda, Ksibba, it says by her, Amra Imru Laish. She said, Go tell Yishayo HaMelech. Meaning, v'loy amra imru lamelech. She didn't say, go speak to the king. Imru la ish, go speak to the man. She should have said, go speak to the king. Amr of Nachman Chulda Bnei Banim Shal Yeshua Haisa. Chulda was from the descendant of Yeshua. Ksiv Hacha, the Pasuk says, Ben Charkis, that she comes from the son of Charkis. So Ksiv Hasam B'Timnas Charis. And it says also that Yeshua was buried in a place called Timnas Charis. So when it says that Chulda was Ben Charkis, it's a reference to that she came from Yeshua. Eser of Ina Saba, Rav Nachman, Rav Ina Saba, it's a question to Rav Nachman. It says, Shmeina Nevi'im, Behem Kayanim, there were eight Nevi'im, and they were all Kayanim, Yotzu Merachav Hazayna, they all were descendants of Rachav Hazayna, Ve'elohein, Neriah, Baruch, Usroyo, Machseyo, Yurmia, Chilka, Hanamel, Vishalom. They were all descendants of Rachav Hazayna. Rabbi Huda Aiman, Rabbi Huda says, Abhulda Nevi'ah, Mipne Banea, Shal Rachav Hazayna Hasa. She was a descendant of Rachav Hazayna. Ksiv Hacha ben Tikva. It says that she was a descendant of Tikva. Ksiv Hasav, and it says by Rachav Hazayna, when the Meraglim came into Eretz Yisrael, they put down the Tikvas Chut Hashani. They put that red string that everybody could notice that when Klal Yisrael comes in, they won't destroy her house. So it's a reference to, when it says ben Tikvas, it's a reference to that they were, that she was a descendant of Rachav Hazayna. So was she a descendant of Yeshua, or was she a descendant of Rachav?
Amr,
so that's what I'm going to say right now. Amr lay, so he said back, Eina Saba, v'amri la, pasya, uchma, that it was, Rav Nachman said back that he called his friend pasya uchma, somebody who has like black clothing. That the Rashi explains that a Talmud Chacham sometimes has black clothing because he doesn't have money, so therefore his clothing turns black. Mini uminach v'stam shmeitza. Between you and me, we're going to explain this this problem. The igaira. What happened was is that Rachav Hazayna became a giyaris v'nasva Yeshua, and Yeshua ended up marrying her. In fact, the Gemara umi havelei zarli Yeshua. So that's a chulda came from that union, from that marriage. But fact, the Gemara, but Yeshua didn't have any children. V'haksiv nun b'nai Yeshua b'nai. It says that there was Yeshua b'nun. And that's it. The Divrei Yom, it doesn't say anything about Yeshua's children. So it seems to be that Yeshua did not have any children. Says the Gemara, "V'nei lo havilei." He did not have any sons, but benasan havilei. But he did have daughters. So Chulda came from Yeshua and Rachav. And even though Torah doesn't say that Yeshua had children, but it means that he didn't have any sons, but he did have daughters.